Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Capital One Financial Corp, a diversified bank that offers a broad range of financial products and services to consumers, small businesses, and commercial clients. Capital One is well known for its credit card offerings, auto loans, and banking services. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Capital One has been a significant player in the financial services industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the anchoring effect and availability heuristic influence their decision-making, especially in areas like credit card offerings and customer engagement?
The anchoring effect is particularly relevant to Capital One's approach, especially in how they design and market their credit card products. The anchoring effect refers to the tendency to rely heavily on the first piece of information encountered that anchor when making decisions. Capital One often uses this bias by highlighting specific benefits or rewards, such as cashback percentages or introductory interest rates, as anchors in their marketing materials. This helps shape customer expectations and influences their decision-making when choosing a credit card. The availability heuristic, another key behavioral finance concept, plays a significant role in how Capital One approaches its customer engagement strategies. The availability heuristic refers to the tendency to judge the likelihood of events based on how easily examples come to mind. Capital One leverages this by emphasizing customer experiences, particularly through advertisements and customer testimonials that showcase positive outcomes such as using reward points for travel or managing finances with ease. By making these positive experiences more available in the minds of consumers, Capital One can influence potential customers' perceptions and encourage them to choose Capital One products.
And this focus on leveraging the anchoring effect and availability heuristic has helped Capital One maintain its competitive edge in the financial services industry, appealing to both new customers and existing clients who appreciate tailored financial products.
Exactly. Capital One's strategic use of the anchoring effect in marketing and the availability heuristic in customer engagement appeals to investors looking for a company that balances innovation with customer-centric growth. However, this approach also means that Capital One must carefully manage the risks associated with changing consumer behaviors, regulatory pressures, and competitive dynamics, particularly as the financial services industry continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Capital One. As a major player in the financial services industry, DEI is particularly important for Capital One. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Capital One's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, innovation, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Capital One's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Capital One to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the financial services industry. For investors, Capital One's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Capital One build stronger relationships with employees, customers, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like financial services, where the ability to foster inclusivity and customer trust is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and operational strategies, Capital One not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Capital One operates in a highly competitive and technology-driven industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Capital One's strategy involves continuously adapting its product offerings, digital platforms, and customer engagement efforts to meet the evolving needs of consumers while maintaining its focus on innovation and operational efficiency. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, technological advancements, and shifting customer preferences. Capital One's ability to understand and respond to new market trends, such as the increasing demand for digital banking services, the shift towards more personalized financial solutions, and the growing importance of data security allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, customer feedback, and market research, Capital One can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the financial services industry.
And this adaptability is essential for Capital One, especially as they face competition from other financial institutions and the growing demand for more innovative and secure financial products. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Capital One's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the financial services industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in customer expectations, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Capital One to other companies in the financial services and banking sectors like JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and American Express. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Capital One's dynamics are often compared to other financial giants like JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and American Express, particularly in their approach to customer engagement, product innovation, and competition. Capital One's strength lies in its focus on digital innovation and customer-centric product offerings, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances operational efficiency with technological advancements. JP Morgan Chase, with its emphasis on scale and diversified financial services, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes market leadership and global reach. Wells Fargo, known for its leadership in consumer banking and mortgage services, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in personal finance and customer relationships. American Express, with its focus on premium credit cards and loyalty programs, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate customer loyalty with financial products. Capital One's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the financial services industry.
And unlike American Express, which focuses heavily on premium credit cards and loyalty programs, Capital One's strength lies in its specialization in digital banking and customer-centric financial solutions, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Capital One, the focus on innovation, customer satisfaction, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the financial services industry.
To sum up, Capital One Financial Corp.'s approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Capital One's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner Podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.